So had Roei Klein lived, a miserable criminal life, and died the way that he did, so he would have died al Kiddush Hashem and been one of the Kiddushim for all of Jewish history. I hope you picked up from the short video what happened. Many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with the story. This is in the Milchemet Levanon Hashnia. I remember it like it was yesterday, 2006, a terrible summer when Gilad Shalit was taken captive, when the jeep that was carrying a team of soldiers in the north was blown up, and the bodies of Udi Goldwasser and Ehud Regev were taken captive. We didn't know what happened to them, and we got into a war in Lebanon, and Hezbollah had a stronghold in Binj Baal. There was an ambush there, and Unit 51 of Golani, seven soldiers were killed, and the eighth was Roei Klein, as you saw, the Samgad Sgan Mefaked Gdud, the deputy battalion commander. And basically what happened was, as you saw from the clip, Amichai Merchavia, who learned in the same yeshiva as he did before the army, was badly injured. He ran outside to go find him, carrying a stretcher behind him. That's alunka, is a stretcher. You kept on seeing that word. And the terrorists saw what was going on, saw that there was a wounded soldier, saw that there were two soldiers were running after with a stretcher. They managed to get Amichai Merchavia onto the stretcher. Unfortunately, he didn't survive either. In any event, they threw a grenade down, and seeing that the grenade was right in front of them all, Roei Klein jumped on the grenade. As you heard, Bikol Ram said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So, Yesh Adam Shekona Olamo B'Shah Acha, so had he lived a terrible life, that would have redeemed everything. If the executioner of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradun, you'll recall from the Gemara, says, if I jump into the flames with you, will I go into Olam Haba? And the answer is yes. And the Gemara says, Yesh Kona Olamo B'Shah Acha, surely had Roei Klein lived a miserable life, he would have been Kona Olam Haba in that moment. And yet, as you saw, Roei Klein was not somebody who led a miserable life, but really just the opposite. As I spoke about a little bit before, his very passionate commitment to Torah, which you heard his sister alluding to, but simply who he was as an ish mishpacha. You saw the way that he treated his parents. The juniors and I will learn this sugya together. The seniors will already be off, but he wouldn't wake up his parents because he came back in the middle of the night. So he sleeps on the steps upstairs, outside the apartment. That's straight out of the Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin, right? Kibud Av Em, right? Dama Ben Nesina, he wouldn't wake up his father. You saw what he was as a husband. He comes back from the army. It wasn't like, they were partying on the base. These are operations that you're up 48, 72 hours straight. And he comes home and he tells his wife, oh, good, you can get a night of sleep now because you've been busy taking care of the kids. And the incredible tsa'ar and the shchol and the avil that we all feel when we see his children, who are neighbors. I have many family members who live in Eli, which is a yeshuv. As many of you know, I'm sure some of you have been there, near Shiloh. It's called Eli, after Eli the Kohen Gadol at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel. That his children are now, it's 12 years later, and they know their father from little video clips that they watch on the computer. It's a devastating thing, and it's a devastating thing 23,644 times over, and that's just the chayalim, and not including the terror victims, over 3,100 terror victims. And so here, Yom HaZikaron, stand for the siren, and you feel it much more than your parents who are at work, and Smamashki, Kimandalesa Damya. It's as if it doesn't exist at all. But I just want to sensitize people to the intensity of the day that Am Yisrael is feeling right now. And I don't know that I can articulate it. You can't express these things in words. If it's worth the time, if you watch, type into YouTube Shirim Lezichram, It's the 90-minute tekes, formal ceremony that they had last night after the tekes at the Kotel, where all the representatives of the government are there, and they're going through the stories of terror attacks and families that have been torn apart. So you'll have a little bit of an understanding of what the intensity of the day is in Israel, and you'll get there, and you won't need my very poor words, insufficient words, to try to describe to you what today really means, and the caliber of people that we have and the caliber of people that we've lost. And I just wanted to dedicate this shiur to Roei Klein. It touches on a couple of themes of his life in a variety of different ways. We could just send these around. Thanks, Yaakov. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Hey, you have it here in the first source, famously comments. Gemara is known to you as the sources go around. Let's read. Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Shalosh Matanos Tovos Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. God gave three very beautiful gifts to the Jewish people. V'chulan lo nisanan el al yidei yisurin. But unlike a matana where you think you get it and that's all there is to it, the fact of the matter is that they still have to be acquired through yisurin. Eluhein Torah ve'eretz Yisrael ve'olam haba. And of course, there's a relationship between the three. In some sense, they all center around Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael brings about many aspects of Torah that are dormant outside of Israel. As we know, the Gemara in Ksuva says, anybody who walks Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael is a ben olam haba. Torah minayin shenemar ashrei gever asher te'asrenu yom mitoras chatu lamdenu. So you have the word yisurin in the context of Torah. Eretz Yisrael dechsev ki kasher yaser ishes beno Hashem elokecha miasreka uksev basrei. Hashem elokecha miyaviyacha eretz tova olam haba dechsev ner mitzvah v'torah or v'derech chayim tochachos musar. So anyway, the Gemara establishes that Eretz Yisrael is a matana, that God gives it to us as a gift, but it can only be acquired really through Yisurin. Let's not kid ourselves, the Yisurin are not evenly distributed. What the Klein family has suffered, and all of the Mishpachot HaShakulot, is something that for anybody who is blessed not to be in that group, we can only stand in silence, Vayidom, Aharon. Gemara Bava Basra and Daf Yud Amud Beis, a famous Gemara, and here's where I want to develop the idea, in particular in conjunction with Roei Klein, but really all of the Chalalei Ma'archot Yisrael, and Rav Avadi Yosef made this connection, as others have, as we'll see. Hadar Rav Yosef, Bredi Rav Yeshua Chalash, Ingid. Rav Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, became very ill. Amar Le Avua, Rabbi Yeshua said to his son, when you were ill and basically comatose, my chazis, what did you see? Amar Le Olam Hafuch Ra'isi. I saw a world that was upside down. Elyonim Lamata V'tachtonim Lamala. Those who were elevated here in this world were denigrated there in the reverse as well. Rashi and most of the Rishonim understand that what it means is people who are rich or have some advanced socioeconomic status here are not nechshav there. People who are poor and disregarded here, but are very good people, are ne'erachim v'ne'eratzim le'olam haba. Now, Tosos brings a different interpretation. It's a very fascinating thing. When we come back to it, this Tosos seems like a tangent. It says it actually has a very specific meaning. That we know that Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. Before that, he was a Talmud of Rav. But apparently, according to Tosos, based on a tradition going back to Rabbeinu Chananel and the Gaonim, that instead of Rabbi Yehuda learning from Shmuel, which was what was going on in Olam Hazeh, that in Olam Haba it's the opposite, that Shmuel learns from Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because there's an incident reported in the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos where there was a poor woman that was crying out to Shmuel and Shmuel was ignoring her, and Rabbi Yehuda, his Talmud, said to his Rebbe, why are you not listening to this poor woman who's crying? She needs your help. And as a result of that, Shmuel has to learn from Rav Yehuda and Olam Haba. I want to come back to that idea of being sensitive to the suffering of other people. In any event, Rav Yeshua says to his son, Rav Yosef, Olam Bara Ra'isa, you saw the world more clearly than we see it here. V'anan hechi chazisinan, and then he asked him, how did Talmidei Chachamim look? Amar lei, ki hechi dechashvinan hacha chashvinan hasam. That is the one thing that's consistent. V'shamati shayu omrim ashrei mishabalachan v'talmudo biyado. Right? We heard them saying, the malachim saying, in the Olam Haba, that blessed is the one who comes here and he learns Torah. That's nechshav in olam hazeh, that's nechshav in olam haba. For our purposes, v'shamati shayu omrim, and again that could describe Roi Klein, v'shamati shayu omrim, haruge malchus ein kol biri yechol olamon mechitzasan. Those who are killed by the government, times of the Gemara, obviously the Roman government, nobody can stand in their mechitza. Nobody's on their madrig. Manin who ilem Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav, which is actually interestingly the way the Rambam seems to paskin the Gemara in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah Perakei. So mishum haruge malchus v'sulo, what Rabbi Akiva zechus was that he was one of the haruge malchus. Pshita b'lav hachanami, they would have been zocha to a very high madriga without being haruge malchus. So Ella Haruge Lod. It's a reference to the Haruge Lod. Who are the Haruge Lod? So Rashi says it here, and he says it also in the Gemara Masechta Taina Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Who are the Haruge Lod? They were killed in the city of Lod. Well, Yonasu Papas Achim, two brothers. We don't know very much about them. They weren't famous like Rabbi Akiva. Shahargam Toryanus Harasha Beludkia. Toryanus, a Roman official, killed them in the city of Lud or Ludkia. Kedamin Masechta Tainis Ayude Xerish Nixral Yisrael Hashmid. He was going to kill all the Jews, literally all of Am Yisrael. Al Shanimtes Basmela Charuga. They found the daughter of a Roman official killed. There was basically a blood libel. V'chashdu es Yisrael Aleha. So they're going to kill the entire Jewish community. V'andu Achim Halalu V'amru Malachem Al Yisrael Anu Haragnua. And they accepted responsibility to save all of Am Yisrael. This idea of sacrificing oneself for the Tzibur, which of course is exactly how Rabbi Klein left this world. The Gemara says, "Ein kol birya yechol lamod b'mechitzasan." So, of course, there's a din prati, as it were. There's a special element of this in conjunction with Roi Klein, for sure. The truth of the matter is that it's not limited to him. You have in the sheet that I gave you, it's a fascinating article. It's that the Rosh Hashiva of Panovich, obviously Panovich, they're not sending talmidim to the tzava. But Shlomi, you want to just read that for us? The Rosh Hashiva of Panovich, the death of Rav Shach, made the following comment.
Vamar ki
Emeler? Yeah.
Gam kolonim she'enam sham rei Torah mitzvot, im him osirim en hasham al hatzalah hakirim mitzvot avan apriyot, yesham ol alabat lo harugi lu, shem asur nashim mitzvot b'nei ayur. Harav Adlerstein, Harav Edelstein Siper at Masa Harugilu, the Adua Masa Shemuva Begumar, Al Harugilu, Shemasu Nashan Lazil Kolayer, Masa Hayash Matsu Bulu, Batmel Shanarago, the Hashu Beyudim Shem Arotskim, Baisak Zero, Shein Lo Yim Tzuit Arotsev, Yargo Kolayudim, Uvoish Nahakim, Bamber Shem Arotskim, Lamro Shem Law, you Arotskim, today, Lazil Ed Kolben Ayer, Bamber Hazel Harugilu, and Adamia Folam.
So here you have the Rosh Hashiva of Panovich, right? Not a Zionist institution by any stretch of the imagination, who's conceding that even a completely secular Israeli soldier, somebody who's not Roi Klein, he's not Shomer Shabbat, he's not Shomer Kashrut, he's not Shomer Tarat Mishpacha, his Jewish connections in the religious sense are tenuous, his death would elevate him to a level, right, Al Kiddush Hashem, that nobody who's sitting and learning in this man's own, in his own yeshiva, would reach. Ein kol birya yechol lamod b'mechitzasan. That's an astonishing comment coming from this particular source. Because this is an individual who obviously sacrificed his life, like the Shnei Achim, Lulyanus and Papos, on behalf of the Tzibur. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, despite the fact that not all of his descendants followed in his path in this regard, is famously cited in Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon's Sefer of Halachot Batzava. He wrote a series called Halacha Mim Korah about all different kinds of issues, Shemitah, and the Moadim, and Tzava. And there he quotes a conversation between the previous Rav HaRashi, Rav Yisrael Meir Lau, who is himself a survivor of Buchenwald, actually a close friend of a great uncle of mine who was also a survivor, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Okay, so Shlomi, again, you want to just report what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said? Again, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was, the accepted posek achron for the Haredi community in his door. This is before, his passing and the emergence of Rav Yashiv and after the passing of Rav Eliyashiv, Rav Aaron Lim Steinman. So this is, again, the authoritative voice of the Haredi community in Israel in his tkufa. Okay, so in other words, one of the students in the yeshiva asked him if he could take a break from yeshiva to go daven by the Kivur Tzadikim, you know, in Meiron and other such places where, you know, Tveria or Tzvat, where the Mikubalim are buried. And, you know, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I don't understand you. You want to daven at the grave of Kedoshim?
Yeah.
Right. So Shlomo Zalman wasn't necessarily advocating davening by Kivur Tzadikim, but what was his position? If you want to daven by the Kivur of Tzadikim and Kedoshim, what do you need to travel 4 hours on a bus for? Where should you be going? Har Herzl. Pick any chayal. Ein kol birya yichol lamod b'mechitzasan. And the reason I gave you these sources is, you know where I stand on this issue, but it's a recognition on the part of all of Am Yisrael is reflected in these sources. There's always going to be kitzonim, extremists, various kinds, and unfortunately that's increased in recent years. But who all understand and appreciate just how significant the sacrifice of the Chayalim are and their families. It's really indescribable. And the way that our Masorah has treated that is to say that they're in a different place. They're in a different space. Ein kol birya yechola lamod b'mechitzasan. And even in the community that chooses not to send their sons, surely not their daughters, but not even their sons, to the tzava, it's a deep appreciation. And there has been, in halavai, that it should continue. Today is really a day for achdut and ahavat ha'am, and a deep appreciation, no matter where one stands ideologically, for the sacrifices of these tzaddikim and kedoshim, irrespective of any other aspect of their religious lives or ritual observance. And the reason that I brought you the Tosfos on Olam Hafuch Ra'isi is I thought it was relevant to exactly this point, the idea of empathy. And Tosfos' version of that, which is really different than the standard interpretation of that Gemara, but Aniyim and Ashirim, is that Shmuel, who was Rav Yehuda's Rebbe in this world, the next world, because he demonstrated a lack of sensitivity to people who were suffering, this woman who was suffering, so his status is lowered. Right? Olam hafuch ra'isi. Shmuel is more nechshav here, you know, divrei harav, divrei talmid, divrei mishomin. In the next world, Shmuel's status is diminished. Today is a day of really hearing the tzaakot and the bechi of all the mishpachot ha-shakulot. It's often been said, and rightly so, that the mishpachot ha-shakulot are not the ones who need Yom HaZikaron. They live with a ke'ev that goes on every single day. If you take my advice and you watch that program, or parts of it, Shirim LeZichram, you'll hear, just there's a girl, a little girl, must be 7 or 8 years old, whose father was killed in a terrible terrorist attack this past year in Chalamish. And she's just, you know, saying how much she misses her father, how every day she waits for her father to come to the door. It's unbearable for these families every single day. But Am Yisrael needs Yom HaZikaron to be reminded. To be reminded of what it is that these families go through midei yom vayom, with a pain that really does go on and on. And so that interpretation, that Tosfos cites the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, of sensitizing ourselves to the tzaakot of the umalim, is so important on this day. And then there's another message as well. Right? Because it's not enough for us to say, okay, Ein Kol Birya Yechol Amod Ben Mechitzasan, say they died Al Kiddush Hashem, and to grant them all of that. But it means something for us as well, and especially for people at your stage of life. All of you are blessed to be at a phase of life where the world is really in front of you. You've all been blessed intellectually, you've been blessed to a great degree socioeconomically, you've been blessed educationally, you've been blessed Judaically, and you've been doubly blessed, as we all have, to be living in a time where we do have Medinat Yisrael. And all of you, whatever the maskana is, that is your decision. But have to consider very strongly the idea of serving on behalf of Am Yisrael. And you take somebody like Roei Klein, who demonstrated every single day the possibility of synthesizing Torah with being Moser Nefesh for Am Yisrael, so that literally the nation could live. And this is something that everybody here should at least consider. And if you're not going to do it, you should have a reason not to do it. And Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, turns to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, who tell him, Kivan achlatenu me'ever ha'yordain mizracha. So before, you know, Moshe gets into, you're turning your back on the land of Israel, or you're turning your back on God, or you're going to lead the Jewish people astray. You're like the Meraglim. Moshe's instinctive reaction is, that are your brethren going to go to war and you're not going to be involved? And of course they say, ultimately, this is how they strike the deal, right? That not only we're going to war, but we'll take a chelak merkazi b'inyan, that will navor chushim, that will take a primary role. Everybody has to ask themselves that question. Achichem yavol amelchama v'atem teishvu po. The David HaMelech says in Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Ches, Ani Shalom. V'chi adaber heima lemelchama. Am Yisrael will never stop dreaming of Shalom. And halavai, this wasn't an issue for you. But, as David HaMelech said 3,000 years ago, Ani Shalom, we can be for peace. Anachnu l'shalom. There are enough of them. There are many good people on the other side, and there are many people that are perpetually la milchama and indoctrinate their children, their innocent, beautiful children, to be la milchama. So I don't think the situation is changing anytime soon. And so we all have to at least ask ourselves that question. When Chazal talk about people who sacrifice themselves, in Halavai, nobody should have to make the ultimate sacrifice. But to give a year or 2 years, Ba'ad Am Yisrael, Medinat Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, so that we can have all the blessings of Israel, primarily Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah, Devar Naim Yerushalayim, this is something that everybody needs to consider. When Rav Avadya Yosef used to say, when they opened the Sfardim, say the Misha Berachs before Kriyat HaTorah, not afterwards, when they opened the Heichal, it's a big moment. And Rav Avadya Yosef every Shabbat would say in his Minyan, Mishaberech v'chayalei tzahal personally. And he himself advocated many times on behalf of this equation that he felt that a chayal who dies is literally like the haruge lod, v'ein kol birya yechol olamad b'mechitzasam. Rav Avadya Yosef would say time and again, do you think that we'd be able to learn Torah if it wasn't for them? And so, you know, in memory of Roei Klein, and the 23,643 others, some of whom were very much of the same mentality as Roei Klein and embodied those values, and some of which were mina katza sheni, and were not tamidei chachamim or even yodei sefer. But the statement "Ein kol birya yechol lamod b'mechitzatan" applies to all of them, and you who have the privilege of being embodying tamidei chachamim, the opportunities to continue to advance in your Torah study. So over the next number of years, as you reap those benefits, because yesh mi she'omed al asaf, that there are those who stand right at the gates, guarding your opportunities to learn Torah, as is recognized by the Rosh Yeshiva Ponovitch, as was recognized by Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. At some point, you do have to ask yourself that question. There are legitimate reasons to choose not to go in that direction, surely, but I don't know that there's a legitimate reason not to ask the question. So he zichram of all of the Kedoshim and the Tahorim of Marchot Yisrael and all of those who lost their lives in the Pe'ulot Ta'iva v'Hateror. Their neshamot should have an aliyah today. And like Tosfos says, in the context of Olam Hafuch Ra'isi, we should be increasingly sensitized to the suffering of the families. One doesn't replace a child. One doesn't replace a father, a spouse. One can remarry. These are scars that last forever. So we should continue to be sensitized to their ongoing suffering, not only once a year, but in some measure, every single day. And even as we transition, all of us, to Yom HaAtzma'ut, to remember the timeless words of Natan Alterman, Anachnu Magasha Kesef Shalav Nitna Hamdina, poem that I know you're all familiar with and have read, that these individuals were the silver platter on which Eretz Yisrael and Medinat Yisrael were given, exactly as Chazal said almost 2,000 years ago. It's on the one hand a Matana Tova, on the other hand it's Niknes B'Yisurin. The Yisurin felt so acutely by the families that have lost their loved ones.